Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Ward. Today's guest is Matteo Basili. Matteo is the winemaker for the Benedetti and Grigi Winery in the Montefalco region of Umbria. Matteo, welcome.
Hello.
Right, Matteo, tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you from Umbria?
No, actually I'm from Toscana. I came in Umbria 1 year and a half ago. And now I'm really happy to work here in this quite new winery. Try to do all of my best to have good wines and good result.
So Matteo, where are you from in Tuscany?
Actually, I'm from Pistoia, close to Florence, anyway, that I'm sure everybody know.
Where did you study winemaking?
In Florence.
And after you graduated, what was your first job?
So my first job was in a winery on the south of Tuscany, close to Grosseto.
In the Maremma?
Yeah, exactly, in Maremma. And I was working for Frescobaldi, Tenuta della Miraglia.
Okay, so that's obviously a very famous winery. What was your next job after working in the Maremma?
I did many jobs around the world. So I've been to Australia and I work in two wineries there in South Australia. One was Killiecanoon and Pike's Wines that are quite famous over there.
And after, what grape varieties were you working with mainly there in Australia?
In Australia, it was a region famous for their Riesling especially, but they had also really good red like Shiraz and Cabernet Sauvignon.
So you were going from Riesling in Australia to Sagrantino.
Exactly.
I can't think of a bigger contrast. So after Australia, where did you go?
After Australia, I came back to Italy. After I've been to New Zealand, after France.
So you're a bit of a nomad.
Yeah.
Nomadic, or a nomadic life. So when did you start with Benedetti and Grigi?
So I started last year after the vintage. So now it's 1 year and a half. So it's quite young in the region.
Obviously, the Sagrantino grape, which Montefalco is famous for, has a reputation for being very tannic, very tough. What are you doing in the winery to soften those tannins?
So at the beginning, we work a lot on the vineyard. So we do a nice selection of the grapes that we have before the harvest. And after in the winery, we do a lot of technology work, like we use the cold maceration before the fermentation begin, and after we do a fermentation at no much high temperature to don't extract all of the green tannins. You know, the Sagrantino is full of it. And after, for the maturation, we prefer to use the big barrel tank, like 5,000 liter, 2,500, in order to have a good extraction in tannin from the oak flavor and a micro oxygenation.
Okay, so let's go back into the vineyard. Obviously, you're the winemaker. How much contact do you have with the agronomist, and what do you tell the agronomist in the vineyard? Listen, these are the kind of grapes I want. It makes my job easier as a winemaker. Can you do this for me in the vineyard? Maybe talking about pruning, the ratio of leaves to shoots, that kind of thing.
Yeah, actually I'm always in touch with the agronomist, because it's really important to bring to the winery really good grapes. The quality must be high to have a good product. So we begin from the field, and after we continue in the winery. With the agronomist, what I want for the grapes is, at the beginning, we are pruning actually now in this period, and we decide since 2 years to, so for the white, we prune with the guio. For the red variety, it's just a normal cordon spur, because we prefer to have this kind of pruning, actually, in Montefalco.
So to have the vines pruned, the Sagrantino vines pruned to spurs, does that make spacing between each bunch easier or more complicated?
Yes, because we have 4,500
vines per hectare.
Vines per hectare. So yeah, we can have more space from the vines.
So you get good airflow. What about soil management? Are you using cover crops between the vine rows? What are you doing? Are you taking away all the vegetation, or are you sowing a cover crop?
So we use cover crops because give to the soil more stimulation for the microorganism, so it works better for our wines.
Okay, so you get more microbiological life in the vineyard.
Exactly.
So does that help drainage?
Of course, because also we have a clay soil that it's quite tough for the Sorrentino.
So which cover crops are you saying? Can we say them
it's
in Italian?
Medicinal herbs like is soia, colza, and we have also trifoglio.
So clovers. So yeah. Clover is good for, provides nitrogen. It's a bit of food.
Yeah, exactly.
And then what else?
To have an aeration of the soil.
Do you, what about cereals, cereali, like barley?
Cereal or, barley.
So barley and
barley
then?
And mass of the barley we use. Yeah.
Okay, barley is very good for creating organic matter in the soil. Very fine, exactly. Roots. Good for drainage.
And so when you work the soil after, give more aeration to the soil. Yeah, it's really important.
So that's one thing. So you're looking at cover cropping between the vine rows to provide organic matter and microbiological life. And we've talked a little bit about pruning. What about the date of harvest? Because we always think about Sagrantino, it's a very tannic grape. How do you decide when is the best moment to pick your Sagrantino grapes?
So we do a lot of analysis during the maturation in the field, in the vineyards, and we check all of the sugar maturation, but also the polyphenolic maturation. And one really important thing is the acidity of the grapes, the total acidity, because without acidity, we cannot make a great Sagrantino that have really long life. So it must have between the 6.5 of total acidity. That is really important for us. Yeah.
So when the grapes are harvested, how do you ferment them? You ferment them in steel or cement?
So the fermentation actually is in stainless steel inox tank.
Do you ferment cool or hot?
So the first 3 days we put down the temperature at 5 degrees.
So you do a cold maceration?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you do that?
Because we saw that we can extract more flavor from the grapes.
And aromas? And then what happens? So after there's a bit of a cold soak, and then what happens? You warm the tanks up?
Yeah, we warm the tank up, and we do a normal fermentation.
Up to how high do you go? 28, 34?
No, less, 26.
So that's quite a cool fermentation again, isn't it?
Yeah. We just at the end of the fermentation, we put up the temperature. We turn off the cooler and that's good.
Okay, but everything is destemmed?
Yeah, everything is destemmed.
And then the end of the fermentation, you run the wine off from the skins?
Yeah, exactly. So we wrap the tank, we extract all of the skin and we put in press. So
how hard do you press?
Not that hard, because we have a really brand new press that can work with low pressure. And we have really good results. For the pressing.
So when you say good result, presumably what you mean is you can press to get a little bit more wine from the skins without too much aggressive tannin.
Yes, exactly. But this wine we don't put in the Sagrantino.
Okay.
We use for the normal IGT, for example, or for other... low wine.
So the pressed wine doesn't actually end up in the Sagrantino.
No.
So basically what you're saying is you harvest your Sagrantino, you ferment it, you take everything that you need for the Sagrantino, and then whatever's left goes to other wines.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the tannins will be a little bit more rustic.
Yeah, and green, yeah.
So what about aging? Once you've got your Sagrantino fermented and off the skins, how do you age it?
So we age in big oak barrel. Yeah, 5,000 and 2,500 liters.
So they're large oak vats.
Yeah, exactly. And... are brand new, 1 year old, so they are working really, really great in French oak with different texture. We have a medium, light, medium plus. So in order of the years and the type of Sagrantino that we have, we can decide which toasting give to our wine. Yeah. And it's really nice and important. And we see the difference.
Okay. So when the wine is in wood, do you keep it on the yeast deposit, the lees? Is that important? Or do you try and keep everything really, really clean?
We like at the beginning to have some of... we taste the lees. When we do the first racking, we taste the lees and we decide to left to the wine or to take it off. Anyway, after, if we decide to keep the lees together with the wine, we keep the lees for other maximum 4 months, and after we rack.
So that, so in spring, when you do maybe your first racking,
exactly,
then
exactly.
You can clean the wine up.
Yeah.
So what flavors are you looking for in a Sagrantino? So you say you have quite clayey soils, quite clay rich. What does that give to the Sagrantino in your case?
So all of the red fruit, cherries and...
red fruits?
Yeah.
So like raspberry?
Yeah, raspberry.
Lamponi.
Lamponi, sì.
Fragola?
Fragola di Bosco.
Wild strawberries?
All of this kind of flavor that are typical from the Sagrantino, anyway.
What is your favorite dish with the Sagrantino?
So, my favorite dish with Sagrantino is Jericho beans with pig, that is a typical dish from Montefalco. It's important that the dish will be a bit fat, otherwise the Sagrantino overpowers the dish that you are eating.
Okay, one final question for you. Do you think Sagrantino could work well in Australia as a grape variety?
You know, I think yes, actually, because it's really, in Australia, it's really unknown, the Sagrantino, but I know for sure that they are looking for a new wine variety, grape variety.
So not just Cabernet.
Yeah, exactly.
Cabernet and Cabernet and
the
Shiraz.
The Australians are really open-minded about the, especially for the Italian grapes variety. So why not? Sagrantino, I'm sure it will work well in Australia.
You should go back, you should take a flight and put some Sagrantino cuttings in your boots.
I should.
Hope that you don't get busted by the Australian customs, because I'll put you in jail for 20 years if they catch you.
Yeah, anyway, I will be careful.
Could be worth the risk. Matteo Basili, winemaker at the Benedetti Egregi Winery in Montefalco. Thanks very much for coming in today on the Italian Wine Podcast and sharing some of your observations on winemaking in Sagrantino.
Thank you very much to call me here and to have this speech with you.
Great. Thanks, Matteo.
Thanks.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.